You are listening to the Talk Theater in Chicago Review Podcast, The Weir, by Connor McPherson, directed by Christopher Prentice and produced by Signal Ensemble Theater at the Chopin Theater. Review by Tom Williams. Signal Ensemble Theater is emerging as one of the most talented theater groups in Chicago, with their increasing body of outstanding work. Ronan Mara, Christopher Prentice, and Joseph Stearns have the discipline, the courage, and the excellent taste to mount a fine mixture of stage-worthy plays, with an emphasis on ensemble vehicles that both entertain and impress. Their latest, The Weir, is a beautifully written Irish drama by Connor McPherson that Christopher Prentice directs, and it features some of the finest ensemble performances I have seen on stage in quite a while. Set in a pub, with terrific set design by Mullaney Lancy, in contemporary rural Ireland, The Weir is an emerging drama that features several old-style Irish ghost stories in a setting where friendship and a sense of community reign. This is a brilliant production of a fantastic play with five outstanding performances that unfold as one mesmerizing night at the theater. This is one of the finest plays of the year. Signal Ensemble is emerging as a must-see group. The Weir finds locals at Brendan's Pub, Brendan played by Joseph Stearns, where Jack, played by Ted Haller, and Jim, played by Vincent P. Mahler, all three bachelors, are visiting and pouring down a few pints and several short ones. Irish wit and humor deftly presented here charms us as we quickly like these warm and honest simple country folks. McPherson slowly unfolds the atmosphere necessary for the fantastically vivid ghost stories to follow when Finbar, a married man, in a charismatic turn by John Zinn, brings a woman from Dublin to the pub. Finbar has rented a house to Valerie, played by the stunning Melanie Keller. As the drinks flow, the bachelors swap ghost stories to impress Valerie. These stories intoxicate us with their compact and chilling detail, told so passionately by the fine cast. Both haunting and funny, the eerie play demonstrates the transcendent quality of rural communities. It emphasizes our basic need for acceptance. The stories bind these folks forever together. When Valerie tells her horrible story, the empathy of the four villagers becomes a binding element that gives this work its humanity and heart. What comes across so well in McPherson's great writing is the genuine warmth exuded from the fine actors. This play will make you feel good to be a part of the human race as you share the basic goodness of people. We feel their pain, their loneliness, and their desire for acceptance, while they poke fun at each other, as only the Irish do. John Zinn and Ted Haller anchor this amazing show, and for $15, you'll not find a finer night at the theater. Credit dialect coach Phil Timberlake for the lusciously rich yet understandable Irish brogues sported by this talented cast. The Weir reminded me of my short time in Ireland, and who doesn't like a thrilling Irish ghost story? I give this a highly recommended rating. The Weir, directed by Christopher Prentice and produced by Signal Ensemble Theater at Chopin Theater, located at 1543 West Division in downtown Chicago, Illinois. Now running through March 24th. For tickets and more information, call 773-347-1350.